This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Lauren Coleman,
J. Randall Murphy, I'm Gene Steinberg. Lauren, continue, please.
Well, I want to get this back to ufology and June 24th. I think that what's in the background of most people's minds who are really into ufology is this is a milestone date. And on milestone dates, people do milestone things like killing themselves, maybe even getting married, I don't know, having some ice cream when they don't usually eat ice cream. I'm not being funny. I'm being significantly important in my picking that date. It's a date that really harmonically, magically connects to individuals. And I think that we've seen, looking at the history of some of these deaths, those individuals, whether they were 58 or 24 or 68 or 94, have some place inside of their body and some side of their mind chosen June 24th to die on that date. And I think that's something that's being ignored. And I think there's some other dates through the year that are being ignored. Suicide becomes very personal, and it becomes a personal decision for those people that want to die that way. But I think through illnesses, some people also let their body choose the date.
That's interesting. Let your body choose the date. I wish we could know how that's done.
I think that all of us will get to that point and find out. I'm not going to die by suicide, but I'm certainly sometimes feel like the day that I die will be out of my choice. But then I think about some of those dates coming up that I want to live to, and I certainly am going to try.
Let's go briefly back to the people who kind of started this discussion, the various people who died within a short period of time. Some we've heard of, some we haven't. And I'd like to talk about some of them and maybe give some basic observations. Now, Adam Parfrey wasn't necessarily someone that lots of people would know in this field. Can you tell us about him?
Well, Adam had a whole history of being in publishing of radical books. He actually had a press called Amok Press and Feral Press. And in that field, he would publish some books on strange theories, weird phenomena, UFOs, a lot of things with synchronicities, and got very involved in that. But he was not as interested as his father was in having his face out there. So a lot of people heard about Adam in the background, but they nevertheless didn't know what he looked like. He died a couple months ago in a very strange accident where he stumbled down the stairs, hit his head, went into a coma, and died a few days later at the age of, I believe he was 62. And so Adam was kind of a shocker. I wrote the introduction to his book on Ritual America, where he traveled around the United States looking at Masonic temples, Masonic signs, the Mormons, Bohemian Grove, different things like that.
Let's go to the next one here on the list. And that would be Guy Lyon Playfair.
Yeah, I don't know Guy too well. I heard about him from a lot of my associates in England. He was well known in the islands, the British Isles, for investigating a lot of paranormal phenomena, a lot of ghost stories, and was really well known over there for having quite a following. And that's the guy that really kicked off the wave of deaths like this He got a lot of attention in England for having died. A lot of people were kind of shocked by his death, mostly probably because he'd been in the background doing a lot of yeoman's work, but really not too out there in the front as with some of these other guys.
Next on your big list, is, of course, is Art Bell. And we all know who Art Bell was. Now, I had heard, although I guess it wasn't an official report of the autopsy, that it might have been due to smoking.
Yeah, I think there was still some kind of question with regard to his death. Of course, very immediately, some of the stories came out that he'd been killed by the Men in Black or something. But that was to be expected with Art Bell. A lot of people was shocked by his death, but he did not have a very healthy lifestyle.
Well, I don't pretend to know anything about Art Bell's lifestyle. He had kind of an unusual life anyway, so maybe he knew he was going to go out, so he wanted to go out with a little bit of mystery. Okay, now, Brad Steiger had been ill for a while before he died.
He did. He had been ill. He nevertheless was a well-known guy. He had over 250 books that he'd authored. He'd started very young. He actually grew up as Gene Olson in Iowa, was a professor at a university. I would often talk to him about how he was running upstairs to write another book. He got a divorce, married a woman who he felt was a star mate with him, and got very involved in absolutely doing nothing but writing books. He's one of the people that actually toured around with, I mean, tracked the two, which turned out to be the Heaven's Gate cult. And so he exposed some things like that way before a lot of people realized what was going on.
And Brad Steiger, by the way, I think our listeners know, helped name the Paracast. He was one of our original guests. The first show had Jim Moseley, also gone, and Brad Steiger. And in the case of Brad, we were going to call the show Paracast World. And he said, why not just the Paracast? That's the history. Daniel Cohen, also 82, died. What can we say about Daniel Cohen?
Daniel Cohen was a well-known skeptical author of monster books and UFO books. The thing about his skepticism, he wasn't a browbeating skeptic debunker like you get from a lot of the individuals that we kind of know are going in and rewriting every Wikipedia passage to make it sound like everything that we're doing is pseudoscience. Dan Cohen had a sense of humor, a very, very extensive sense of humor. He also wrote a lot of juvenile books. The thing about Dan that really changed, though, was the Libyan shooting down of the Lockerbie, Scotland, the airliners. His daughter was on that plane, and it just changed Dan and his wife into the most visible advocates to punish those terrorists. And he actually lost his sense of humor. He lost his interest in the unknown and the paranormal, even though, because like all of us authors, once you write a book, the book is always going to be out there, and you're always going to have your publisher republishing something. So Dan was still known in the field as a paranormal author, but his focus was on anti-terrorism.
Once a paranormal author, always a paranormal author?
Absolutely.
Okay. John, I don't know if I got the name right, Bindernagel.
John Bindernagel was a Bigfoot researcher in British Columbia. He was a wildlife biologist, had a very solid career in wildlife biology up in Canada. Then all of a sudden decided he was going to go down the path of searching for Bigfoot.
Before we continue the search for Bigfoot and the death of this author, we've got Lauren We've got Randall. We've got Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with this part of the show, focusing on the deaths of people with some connection to the paranormal field, such as John Bindernagel, who got involved in Bigfoot. Lauren?
The thing about John, he just never took it that this was a fantasy creature. He, from the very beginning, said, this is what I feel is happening. He tended to be a true believer. He found a footprint up in British Columbia. He knew his wildlife biology backwards and forwards, especially around bears. He knew that bears did not look like Bigfoot standing up. And so he became one of these individuals who would begrudgingly go to conferences and speak, but he spoke with authority as a scientist. And that was a refreshing treat for a lot of us that go to these conferences and hear from eyewitnesses who tend to, you know, not have any background, but just said they saw something. And so we're all supposed to believe it because they believe it.
Next on our list is someone who has been on the PowerCast a couple of times. He was always a fun storyteller. You'd sit around the campfire, if you participated in campfires, which I haven't done in years, and you call on J.C. Johnson. And he was only 53. What happened, man?
We still don't know. It never has been revealed why he died or what he died from. He was a field worker. He was very involved in Bigfoot research in the Four Corners area, where, you know, New Mexico and Utah and all of those states really match up together. He once again was one of these individuals that just had a general background, but a winning personality. And a lot of people, the outpouring of love all over the social media when he died, I think it had a lot to do with the young age and no explanation of why he passed away. So he's just been one of those shockers that occurred.
Okay, next on the list, someone I don't remember this name, Sandra Mansi, at age 74.
Sandra Mansi is very important in the Lake Champlain monster field. She's the one that took the picture that looks like, it looks like the Loch Ness monster sticking out of the water. In July, 4th of July weekend in the 70s, her and her husband-to-be and two kids were having a picnic near Lake Champlain. She took this picture of something she saw in the water, took it home, and threw it in the drawer. A few years later, when she took it out, because she'd actually said in her family that they called it the 300-pound duck, because they didn't really want to face the possibility that they'd actually seen the monster, the Lake Champlain monster. But National Geographic, the Smithsonian, different documentaries have said Sandra Mansi's photograph is the best, most authentic lake monster photograph ever taken.
Al Hodgson.
He's the Bigfoot historian that lived his life in Willow Creek, California. In 1975, when I went through Willow Creek investigating Bigfoot reports all through the West, there was only one person that was talking to everybody else, and this was a gas station owner named Al Hodgson. He became the local historian, grew older there. The Willow Creek China Flats Museum opened with a lot of Robert Titmus and other footcast. And there was Al, you know, retired, but he was the kind of guy, the docent that you would go talk to for hours about Bigfoot. And he knew everything frontwards and backwards about how Bigfoot started there in 1958, how the Roger Patterson film was filmed nearby in 1967. And Al was the guy. And so he lived a long life and really educated many of the younger people that are in that area who are, and they don't grow the marijuana, they're looking for Bigfoot.
An interesting choice. Dave Hiltz.
He was... is he the Bigfooter?
Honestly, I'm not familiar with the name. I don't know all the Bigfoot people.
Yeah, I think he was just a minor actor in the Bigfoot field. But in my Crypto Zoo news, I try to mention everybody. Once in a while, I'll pick out somebody like Dave, who certainly was interested in Bigfoot, never became a celebrity, but a lot of those important people have a big friend network that really miss them when they pass.
Now, of these deaths we've gone through in the last segment and a half, anything look weird to you or unusual, or was it just normal stuff? I'm thinking in terms of J.C. Johnson because he died so young. but the others seem to have lived to a decent age.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people noticed and what people reacted to was the five right in the beginning there. I think Dan Cohen and Brad Steiger died on the same day it was, and very soon after that, Adam, and right before that, Art Bell. So there was almost within 2 weeks, there was such a clumping that people felt that that was unusual. But statistically, clumps do occur. It's just that we notice them when they're people that we have been very aware of, and then they all die close together. Like I said earlier, we all were expecting somebody else to die, and it didn't really happen. Thankfully, a lot of people, especially in the celebrity death world, they always talk about deaths come in threes. Well, they don't come in threes. Sometimes they come in fives. Sometimes they come in twos. It's humans that make up these clusters.
Someone has to do it. I was looking up June 24th. There is a survey of celebrity deaths, which won't necessarily include our fields. It mentioned Eli Wallach, very well-known actor, was 98. It mentioned Paul Winchell, of course, ventriloquist and voice actor, 2005. He was also a very good actor. Yeah. And that came to me. Also another actor we've heard of, Brian Keith. There's a lot of names here I do not know. Okay? So I'm not going to mention them. But those are the ones. And Jackie Gleason in 1987.
Who was very UFO related.
Yes, I know. Now, that's an interesting thing about Jackie Gleason. We heard all these stories. Also, someone else, by the way, peripherally mentioned in terms of UFOs was Willie Lay.
Yes.
Okay.
Dennis.
Okay. So the point being here is, in the case of Jackie Gleason, we heard all sorts of stories about what Jackie Gleason might have known or not known. And supposedly he had a very, very big library on UFO-related material. And I remember listening to him, shows you how old I am, on the Long John Neville show. And he may have been a believer, but he was a skeptical believer. And he would get on there, and he would ask some pretty tough questions. Really serious. You can't say, this is Jackie Gleason. I'm watching him as the poor soul on TV, or Ralph Cramden. And that guy was really, really smart. Smart as a whip. Anything weird about his participation in the world of the paranormal? We'll find out in the next segment, or maybe we won't. You'll have another chance at this, Lauren. Let's do it with Lauren, Randall, and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. needs strong borders and Democrats are in the way.
Immigration? It's the Democrats' fault. We won't get one vote. I'm telling you, if we gave them every single thing they want, they will say we don't want it. It's pure obstruction.
The president was speaking to a state Republican convention in Nevada.
But members of his own party are also speaking out against family separations at the border, like GOP Congressman Mike Kaufman of Colorado.
What I would like to see from the president, an acknowledgement that this policy was a terrible mistake, not just that it was a bad visual image, but that it was a fundamental mistake to tear families apart. And I think he ought to hold somebody in this administration accountable for advising him to move in this direction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Some people think I'm embarrassing our guests when I make them do the Paracast. The answer is here, is they actually grab me by the neck and say, I have to do this. No, Lauren never does that. He's nice. Jackie Gleason, anything weird about him other than being a great comedian, a great actor, and someone who died too young but was interested in the paranormal?
A couple things I've heard about is that his library was vast. As you mentioned, heavy volumes in UFO. Some people even said when he died, because of his wealth, he was able to amass the largest UFO library in the United States at the time. Another thing, he had a very intimate relationship with Richard Nixon, and there were rumors going around that Richard Nixon showed Hangar 18 to Jackie Gleason and showed him the bodies. Now, obviously, maybe there's no bodies there, but the rumor is there. The other thing was that Jackie Gleason may have been skeptical and may have been very serious about the subject, but he actually pushed for a lot of the disclosure stuff that's in the wind nowadays. And there's reports that Jackie Gleason, was the one responsible for Richard Nixon releasing some records to the public. So I'm not sure any of that's true. It's all the rumors that circulate around Jackie Gleason. He was much more than a comedian, that's for sure.
So what's your take, since we're still on strange deaths, the Marconi murders, if you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. Well, this was something I ran across actually first as research, I think, that James Patterson had done for a novel he'd written about UFOs. But it turned out that they're actual cases where between 1980 82 and 1990, there was a cluster of strange and often grisly deaths among scientists and computer experts working in Britain's high-tech defense ministry that was connected with the Star Wars program. There's a lot of them. And, say, going through the dates, for example, June actually is only mentioned in one of them, but there's some really bizarre deaths that they called suicides that other ones are left open and really kind of are evidence to the contrary. It's quite interesting if you maybe take the time to look it up.
Yeah, and I know that there's been a lot of talk and conspiracy theories about microbiologists' deaths, and there's only so much time I have, though. So I haven't looked into either one of those.
One I wanted to bring up because it's always fun to talk about, as a superhero fan, the curse of Superman. People connected with Superman movies. Let me read some of them here, if this makes any sense. Of course, we all know about Christopher Reeve. He was injured in a riding accident. Another one that really wasn't so much a death, but a career ender, and that was Kirk Allen. He was so closely identified with the two movie serials in which he played Superman in the 1940s, he could really never get another really good job in the business. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Bud Collier, he played Superman in radio. But the only thing he really was able to do other than that was a quiz show. And he died at the age of 61. That's another one. Also, a child actor, Lee Quigley, who played the young Kal-El in the original Superman movie, he died at the age of 14. Probably never heard of him. George Reeves died supposedly at the age of 45 of what may or may not have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Right.
And then, of course, there's a story called Hollywood Kryptonite. And of course, also that Marlon Brando, who played Jor-El in the original Superman, the movie, ran upon some hard times in his life after he did that movie.
He also lost relatives who died by suicide or got killed. Somebody got killed in his family. Marlon Brando.
Another example, of course, is Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane. She suffered from bipolar disorder, but that was before the movie. And she'd go missing for days at a time, and sometime later she was found in someone's backyard, confused. She died recently, but I don't know whether that's part of the curse of Superman or not. Richard Pryor appeared in Superman 3. 3 years later, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So that's kind of weird. That's Richard Pryor. Let me see if there's anybody else there. Of course, we already have the picture of Christopher Reeve. But you have to look here at, in terms of being typecast in movies, that was more the province of people in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Now, actors can go back and forth. Another person who suffered from Superman, by the way, was Jerry Siegel, one of the creators, who made next to nothing from this character during his lifetime. His family had to sue Warners to get some money. The guy made practically nothing. But that's typical of Hollywood. That's just a Hollywood story.
Right. Reeve and Reeves, but the root word. And so you have Keanu Reeves, and he played a Superman in The Matrix. And so they're seeing that maybe he's in line for some curses himself.
Well, I think in the case of the early Superman characters, the curse was mostly typecasting. Because we don't talk about, for example, Noel Neal, who played Lois Lane in the original Superman serials and took over the role from Phyllis Coates in the TV series. And in that case there, she never had really much in the way of acting jobs, except towards the end of her life, she appeared briefly in Superman Returns, and you could see her for about 3 seconds in Superman the movie. But after that, I think she worked for the publicity department of one of the movie studios. Her career was toast. Lois Lane, that was it. Jack Larson, who played Jimmy Olsen, had no career on TV and the movies for many years until he was in his 60s and 70s and then got some bit parts on some shows. Before then, he had no career. He became a producer and playwright. So that's an example. Guy who played Perry White in Superman TV show, he was, you know, an elderly man. So I think he died a year or two after that. So nobody that anyone would recall except the people who played the supporting roles, the character actors from the original Adventures of Superman, really went on to anything after that series, except for Chuck Connors, the Rifleman. He appeared in one episode.
Well, that's all sort of interesting trivia, but really, I mean, out of a planet filled with billions of people and literally tens of thousands of people involved in the movie industry, you're bound to come up with these kinds of statistics. Like, I just, for example, okay, I just now looked up the people who have been on Star Trek, dead Star Trek actors, actresses, and there's like about 100 of them. So, does it really mean anything? I'm thinking what we're doing is we're just looking at specific areas that we find interesting and are involved in pop culture and then pulling out a bunch of names that we're all familiar with and then making more out of it than we need to. I mean, Star Trek, 100 people. I mean, I was going to list them, but it would take me, 20 minutes to go through who they all were.
And remember, they used hundreds and hundreds of actors over the years in Star Trek. We've got more trekking to do. Then again, I suppose we could take any popular TV show, especially one that becomes a cultural phenomenon, look at the actors who appeared on it, and very likely find some very tragic stories about careers that came and went, and all that sort of thing. So maybe we're pushing the envelope too much, as Randall says. But it's a lot of fun anyway, and maybe we'll drift off to another subject, probably a lot more important, as we progress. With Lauren, Jean, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
That's also true in terms of music stars. Most new musical acts barely survive the first hit record if they get one. Well, you know, the one-hit wonder is very common.
The thing that you need to do, of course, is do a statistical study. Is it in, like, for instance, I, with some other psychologists, did a statistical study of how often is suicide among baseball players, Major League Baseball players, significant? In other words, is it more than the national average? And what we found, because you have a certain studyable database. You know how many baseball players have come to the major leagues. You can oftentimes, most of the time, find out if they died by suicide and then figure out if that is normal or is it abnormal. The thing that we found over and over again is that while it may be a little bit higher than the norm or males among the United States population, what was extremely significant was so many pitchers were killing themselves. And of those, even though 10 to 20% at any one time can be left-handed pitchers, every one of the suicide statistics were of right-handed pitchers. So you got to break it down. In other words, and that's what I did looking at the Poltergeist movie, Curse, and the regards to the Exorcist Curse. Only 4 or 5 individuals. And you had a population of, finite population of actors and cast members. You then look at the Mothman movies, where you also have a finite number of cast members and eyewitnesses. And to get 100 individual names, then you say, okay, you've got something statistically significant here as far as a curse. I agree with Randall that I think that looking at the suicide curse or the death curse among the Superman movies is not really significant because you're picking out individuals that died or had bad luck or whatever, and you're going to find that in any big kind of database. But if you look more deeply and can really back it up with numbers, then I start scratching my head.
Here's something weird, since we're supposed to be kind of talking about the paranormal a bit, and we were talking about musicians. I remember, and I'm not sure if you guys can think of any examples yourself, and maybe these were just misreportings, but I recall there was a few musicians, one of them, David Crosby, really comes to mind, as being reported to have died. And then a couple of years later, he comes out with a book, and he's not dead. And then there was, of course, this brings up the whole issue with Mandela, who people thought died in prison, and yet all of a sudden he was released and goes on to become the leader there. So what about that sort of thing, the Mandela effect?
Or the Mengele effect, as it was called, X-File.
I still haven't seen that. I've got to check that out.
Very good episode. I really think that that's a modern myth, kind of an interesting way. There's people that are always going to have gaps in their memories, and then they find other people with gaps in their memories, and they think it's the Mandela effect. Okay.
It may also be the Roswell effect, because people remember Roswell differently, and that certainly made investigating that case pretty much difficult.
True. Very true. But John Keel, for instance, was reported to have died two times before he actually died. And the rumors were going around so much, I actually called him up to see if he was still alive. And he said to me, I'm still alive, but I'll come to the funeral. I'll be the one wearing black. He always had a good sense of humor.
So you figure that a lot of this Mandela effect is just misreporting by the media, and there's really nothing more to it. Or do you think there maybe is something kind of paranormal in terms of people seem to recall not just dead people, but different situations? Just really some really bizarre stories if you look into the whole thing. It's not even possible to misremember some of this stuff if the stories are true. They're just completely different than what people actually recall, unless they completely misremember a huge portion of their own life kind of thing.
Right, like that guy Gene. Didn't he do something before Paracast?
I think people are hoping that I wouldn't be here, but unfortunately I am. The rumors of my death so far have been greatly exaggerated, but I kind of wonder when there will be a last episode and whether I'll be alive before or after that episode before I kick the bucket.
I don't know. I was recently invited to be on a radio show by another person that you all know, and he kept saying to me, yeah, I'll do it on such and such a date if I'm still here. And I thought that was a really bizarre way to say that he might not be there anymore.
Well, that's one way of doing it, though.
Yeah.
Is there anything, though, other than just coincidences, the ability of a human to maybe sense when death is near, anything mysterious about any of this stuff we're talking about?
Well, I think I try to put myself on the line. I try to give predictions based upon past human behaviors and see how close I can get. That's why I put on social media that on June 24th of the year 2018, I think there'll be something in the paranormal ufology community that will shake people. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping there's no friend of mine that I know that is a UFO writer that dies in any way. I'm hoping no building blows up. I'm hoping that there's not a Reeve or a June 24th connection. But I did this and I was even written up in a blog called Dangerous Minds about the man who predicted Aurora, because I predicted in the days before Aurora, Colorado, where the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, that there was going to be something awful happen, and I pinpointed it to that movie. And it happened, and I think there's been 12 incidences like that that I've predicted before they've happened. And I've put it online, I put it in print, so that people can say, you know, you're just trying to see if it happens, and then you forget about the ones that don't happen. Well, I don't forget about the ones that don't happen, but I certainly know that my instincts tend to be right on target oftentimes.
But you have no psychic powers that we know about.
I don't.
You're not psychic. No. You're not psychic Lauren or psycho Lauren.
I'm not psychic or, and I actually, whenever somebody says you're psychic Lauren, no, I'm not. I just study human behaviors and I predict things based upon past human behaviors. And it's very, very much a futurist kind of point of view. The futurists are really most successful whenever they take all of that data and put it in their little computer, their head, and they come out with the predictions. But it's nothing psychic about it.
Very good to know. I'm just so pleased to know that there's nothing weird. Now, getting back to this, though, we do have the stories over the years about people who supposedly died in the UFO field due to some kind of foul play or some kind of curse. Dr. McDonald, of course. M.K. Jessup, although I think M.K. Jessup committed suicide. But we have people like that. And we've done this through the years. There have been books. There have been articles about it. What's your perception? And we have about 40 seconds left of the segment, so let me just spend that time to talk about the PowerCast Plus instead. How about that? And the PowerCast Plus is a special subscription service we offer to make money, but also to offer you the After the PowerCast podcast with extra stuff, some post-game chatter, special content, special interviews. Last week we had a really great show with Kurt Collins talking about the UFOs that time forgot. That was fascinating. So we always have the unexpected. We also offer a version of this show free of the network ads. Prices start at just $1.49 a week, but we get free stuff with 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. How about them apples? We got more to come with Lauren, Randall, and Gene. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.